Now, we find here in verse 21, "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus, also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened." And you see, Luke, as also Matthew, does not attempt to give us a chronological order. If he had, he'd put the baptism before this incident of John. And Matthew attempts to record what happened after it happened in order to explain why John the Baptist was put to death. You see, all of this fits into the package that we have here. And we need to keep that in mind. No writer's attempting to give you a chronological order. Now we have something here that's quite interesting. Verse 22, "And the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I'm well pleased." And what we have here is a revelation of the Trinity. We have the Holy Spirit coming upon Jesus. And Jesus is a member of the Trinity, and the voice from heaven is the voice of the Father. You have the Trinity here. Then we have given here, in the rest of this chapter, the genealogy of Mary, not the genealogy of Joseph. That is over in Matthew. But you see, Luke gives us Mary's story, and this is her genealogy. And it's a little different, by the way, than the genealogies that have been given heretofore. For instance, you have the genealogy in Matthew, so-and-so begets so-and-so, and so-and-so begets so-and-so. But this begins with actually the father of Mary and goes right back to Adam. And the genealogy begins with Abraham in Matthew and comes down to Jesus. It goes through Joseph there, and here it goes through Mary. And this is Mary's genealogy, and she came in the line of David also. You see, Matthew, the royal line comes down from David, and it's given the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Then he comes down to Jesus through Joseph, and he gets the royal line. The legal title to the throne came through Joseph. But wait just a moment. Luke gives the bloodline, and that must go back to David. And so it's given in that order, actually given in a reverse order, if you'll notice that. And that, again, is very important to see. And I would just call attention to one or two things. When it says that so-and-so is the son of Joseph, as was supposed, that is a very clear-cut statement. Dr. Luke makes it clear Joseph was not the father. But when it says which was the son of Mathat, was Joseph the son of Mathat? No, he was not. Or the son of Eli? No, he was not. The word son is not actually in the better manuscripts. It's been added here, and I think rightly so, that if we'll properly understand that he was the head of the house, and that line will be carried by the father, by the man, and not by the woman. In other words, it's the man's genealogy that's generally followed. Now somebody says, can you be sure that this is a different genealogy? Oh, yes. If you go to verse 31, you will find here, it reads like this, which was the son of Meliah, which was the son of Menan, which was the son of Mattatha, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David. Now, you see, Matthew, it's David through Solomon. Here, it's David through Nathan, another son of David. And Mary was in the royal line. So she had the blood of David in her veins. And from that line, the Lord Jesus got that title. And this also reveals him as the Son of Man, the Savior of the world. Because it doesn't stop with Abraham. It goes all the way back to Adam, which was the son of God. He was created, the son of God, and he fell from that lofty position. And the Son of God has come to bring mankind back into that relationship with God through faith in Christ.